Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Do you dismiss the youth?
The kids.
Seventh graders?
Seventh graders will be low, yeah.
How about middle school? Are they dismissed?
They might be downstairs, yes.
High school?
High school, they may help in the middle school.
Okay.
Right now, they'll come up. The high school will come
up. They come up?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my messages are not that complicated, so it is appropriate for the young people. So I do want to encourage some of the young people to remain for the messages that I share.
我的信息是不是很复杂，我欢迎更年轻的弟兄姊妹可以到我们中间来，一起来分享。
So we thank the Lord for another opportunity that we can be gathered in front of Him.
感谢主，让我们有机会再次在他面前聚在一起。
We thank God for providing us with a table that we can remember Him and realize.
感谢神，他在桌子面前可以一同纪念他。
It really helps us to remember and to realize that He is here.
让我们提醒我们，让我们相信，我们知道神在我们中间。
Today I would like to share from Gospel according to John.
我用约翰福音里面的信息来跟大家分享。
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 11.
第二章第一节到第十一节。
I think this passage is familiar to most of you.
可能大家对这段的圣经很熟悉。
But I pray that the Lord will use this familiar passage to encourage and strengthen each one of us.
我向神祷告，希望他用这段熟悉的经文再次向我们说话。
Is it possible to put the whole passage up?
我们可以把所有的经节都打出来吗？
Actually, you probably do both English and Chinese, right?
你可能是有中英文。They will.
You cannot split English and Chinese, right?
No.
No. Okay.
Not yet.
Let's read the passage together. I'll read in English first.
我们一起来读，我读英文。
And the brother will read in Mandarin.
Paul 来读中文。
Those of you who feel more comfortable in English, please read with me.
如果你对英文比较熟悉的话，就跟我一起来读。
Gospel according to John, chapter 2, 1 to 11. On the third day, I have ESV, by the way. What version is that?
Not quite sure. This is NIV. 弟兄用的是 ESV 的英文钦定本。
Okay, NIV and ESV are similar, so you can read along. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him.
Okay. 第三日，在加利利的迦南有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也都被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”耶稣说：“夫人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”他的母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。” 照着犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。”耶稣又说：“在现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的。”他们就送去了。管筵席的盛了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的。 只是舀水的佣人知道，管宴席的便叫新郎来说，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了再摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，在加利利迦南行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Let's have a short prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your presence with us.
父啊, 感谢你把你的同在赏在我们中间。
We thank you for your Son.
我们为你的儿子, 我们献上感谢。
Through whom we can come to you.
我们这是借着他来到主你自己的面前。
We can come to you freely without any hindrance.
我们可以自由地来到主你的面前。
Father, we also thank you for your word.
我们感谢为你的话，也感谢你。Your
eternal word.
你是那永恒的话。Your
holy word.
那是圣洁的道。And
we pray that you will breathe your spirit upon your word and deliver to each and every one of us here.
求你的圣灵吹气在你的话语上，让我们每个人都能够听见。That
we may know you a little bit more.
让我们这是都能够更多的相信你。That
the word may encourage and strengthen each one of us.
让你的话能够鼓励我们，也保守我们。That
your word may strengthen this church.
让你的话也坚固你的教会。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So the Apostle John tells the readers at the end of the book the reason why he wrote the gospel.
Hello, can you?
Maybe you need to be closer to the mic.
I need to be closer. Okay. 约翰在书信最后写告诉读者们，他们为什么写约翰福音。
In chapter 20, he said, he wrote it so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you may have life in His name.
但记这些事，叫你们相信耶稣是基督，就是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。So
we're only in chapter 2.
我们在第二章。
As he goes through the gospel,
在整个这个福音书信的里面,
all the things that he wrote in his in the gospel,
所有人写的关于福音上的这些福音的书籍,
is to help the reader read it and know Jesus for themselves.
让我们读了之后知道主耶稣是谁,
so that the readers can read the gospel according to John and believe in Jesus.
通过读约翰福音, 让我们读者可以相信耶稣,
so that they may have eternal life.
让他们得永生。
So John in chapter 1 described how Jesus was introduced by John the Baptist.
在第一章里面, 约翰介绍了司洗约翰如何来介绍耶稣基督。
John the Baptist introduced Jesus to Israel by pointing to him and saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
司洗约翰是这样介绍耶稣基督， 在以色列人面前指责耶稣说，看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊，要洗去人的罪孽。
When two of John's own disciples saw this and heard this,
当使徒约翰的两个门徒看到这一切之后，
they stopped following John the Baptist and they started to follow Jesus.
他不再跟随使徒约翰，而去跟随耶稣基督。
And one of these two disciples was John who wrote this gospel.
其中的一位就是约翰。
After that, Jesus called more disciples to himself, and then he began his public ministry.
之后，耶稣就呼召了更多的门徒，开始他在外面的服事。
As he began his ministry, he began to show signs.
在他公开服事之前，他开始行神迹。
He began to show signs to Israel to show to them that he is the one that the prophets, the law and the prophets had written about.
这些神迹向着以色列人说，这是他们律法和先知说上所指的那一位，就是他自己。
He began to show signs so that they would know that he was the one that they and all of Israel had been waiting for.
他就是以色列人所等待的那一位。
He began to show signs.
他开始行神迹。
What are signs?
什么是神迹呢？
Signs provide information.
这些神迹提供一些的信息。
Street signs are an example.
我们看到外面的一些的一些标记。
The street signs helped us to get here this morning.
路标帮助我们可以来早晨来到这里。
If all the street signs are taken away,
如果把所有的路标都挪去，
some of you might be able to come here anyway without getting lost.
可能有些人可以来到这里，不需要任何的这些的路标就可以来到这里。
That's because without, even without the signs, you already know the way to get here.
因为你已经对这些路很熟悉，不看路标就可以来到这里。
But if you don't know the way,
如果你不知道的话，
signs are necessary for you to come here if you've never been here before.
这些路标可能对你是有帮助的，可以来到这里。
Someone who's never been to the Newark Christian Fellowship,
如果其他人没有来到这个纽瓦克基督徒聚会的之前，
if they have directions,
如果他有这个地图，
and there are signs,
而且有路标，
they can follow the directions and the signs to come here.
这就按照这个地图和方向根据路标可以来到这里。
Otherwise, they would be lost.
不然的话，他就会走丢。
So all the miracles that Jesus did were signs.
所有这些耶稣所行的神迹就像路标一样。
Every one of those signs were done to help the people to know who he was.
这些神迹或者这些标志让人知道耶稣他自己是谁。
Jesus didn't perform miracles to entertain people.
主耶稣不是因为行神迹让人觉得很快乐而已。
He did not perform miracles to attract people to himself.
他也不是行这些神迹吸引众人。
The gospel writers, all of them, when they talk about a miracle,
当所有写这个福音书的作者谈到这些神迹的时候，
they say it was because of his compassion for the people.
因为他对人有怜悯。
In Luke chapter 7, he raised a widow's son from the dead because he felt compassion for her.
因为怜悯的心，耶稣让一个寡妇的孩子从死里复活，记载在路加福音的里面。
He had compassion on a man with leprosy in Mark 1 and healed him.
在马可福音第一章那里面讲到，他让一个大麻风得洁净，因为他有怜悯之心。
He had compassion for two blind men in Matthew 20 and gave them sight.
在马太福音第二十章那里面记载，耶稣因为怜悯的心，让两个瞎眼的人得见光明。
He had compassion on 5,000 people who were hungry.
他让对这个五千个饥饿的男人有怜悯，让他们得饱足。
And he miraculously fed all of them.
他用他的神迹来喂供应了他们。
With these miraculous signs,
因着这些神迹奇事，
Jesus knew that the majority of the people who saw these signs would be attracted for the signs and because of the signs.
耶稣知道这些看着这些神迹的人会被些神迹所吸引，而陷在这个神迹的奇妙的里面。
Jesus also knew that because of this miraculous signs and because of the attraction, it would be a hindrance to him.
也知道，因为这些神迹的奇妙让人吸引，也会对人认识神有个阻拦。
So many people crowd and press against him. Sometimes he could not even teach.
有很多的时候。耶稣被人拥挤，甚至他没办法教导他们。
But even though it was a hindrance or a nuisance to him,
因为既然有这样，即使有这样的阻拦或者是不便，
whenever he saw people in need, he had compassion on them and did miracles.
看到他那些有需要的人，他就施怜悯，而用神迹来帮助他们。
Every one of the miracles. That Jesus did were signs that should have pointed and helped every one of the people who saw the signs to recognize that this man is the Son of God.
所有耶稣所行的神迹，这些记号应该是帮助人看到耶稣他是神的儿子。
So the first of Jesus' signs to help the people know that he was the Son of God was done at a wedding.
在一个婚宴的里面，因耶稣所行的神迹，让人帮助人能够认识他是神的儿子。
We're told that the wedding was in Cana of Galilee.
在这个在迦南的加利利的迦南有这样的婚宴。
Not too far from Nazareth, where he grew up.
在拿撒勒，他生长的地方不远的地方。
It might have been a relative or a family friend that got married.
也许是他的家人或者他的朋友，这是结婚了。
Jesus, his mother, and the disciples were also invited.
耶稣的母亲和他的门徒也同被约请。
When we invite Jesus.To wherever we're doing, wherever we're going, good things happen.
当我们约请耶稣跟我们同在，无论我们去哪里，我们就会得到好的祝福。
The best thing that anybody can do in their lifetime is to invite Jesus into their heart.
人生中最重要也最好的决定，就是约请耶稣住在我们的心里面。
Especially for those who were saved as an adult.
特别是在我们成年之后得救。
I don't know if you've ever done it, but have you ever thought about the trajectory that you were on before you were saved?
我们知不知道？我不晓得你没有做过，知不知道我们得救之后的趋向是什么？
I have thought about that a few times.
我有几次思想这样的事情。
Trajectory before salvation, before knowing the Lord.
人生的方向，在我们信主之前的方向。
And the trajectory now that I'm a child of God.
当我们得救成为神的儿女之后，我们生活的方向。
One of the things that God helped me with.
有一件事情神帮助了我。
My relationship with my wife and my children.
跟我和我的妻子和我的儿女的关系。
My children wouldn't know.
我的儿子们知道。
But I think my wife would vouch for me that the trajectory that I was on before I knew the Lord and the trajectory that I am on now that I am saved is different.
可能我的儿女们不太清楚，但是我的妻子知道，在我得救之前人生的方向和我得救之后人生的方向是截然不同的。
I will never say that I'm a perfect husband or a best husband.
我从来不敢说我自己是一个完美的或者最棒的。
My wife wouldn't say that I'm a perfect husband either.
我太太也不会承认我是完美的一个丈夫。
But I think she would agree with me that God has helped me to be changed.
但是我相信她跟我会有同样的同感，就是神在我生命中有很大的改变。
That happened because I invited Jesus into my heart.
因为我把耶稣约请住在我的心里。
No matter what we're doing, no matter where we're going.
不管是我什么时候去哪里，去任何的地方。
If we invite Jesus to come and join us, good things happen.
当我们约请耶稣跟我们同住的时候，同在一起的时候，我们就得祝福。
So during the wedding, they run out of wine.
在这个婚宴中，他们酒用尽了。
And his mom said to him, they have no wine.
他的母亲跟他说他们没酒了。
Notice, she did not tell Jesus what to do.
他没有跟耶稣说你应该做什么。
She just presented him with the problem.
他只是把这个问题向耶稣指出来。
She just told him what's going on.
他只是告诉耶稣什么事情发生了。
And of course, Jesus already knew.
他也知道。
Even before she prayed to him,
他也在跟他向他请求之前，他已经知道。
But it is to our benefit, to benefit around us when we tell the Lord what's going on.
不光是对我们有帮助，也被对周围的人有帮助。当我们向主祷告的时候
，It helps us as Christians, as God's children.
帮助我们属神的儿女们。
To put things in the proper perspective.
把一些事情放在当放的地位置上。
He's the Lord.
他是主。
He's in charge.
他是掌管一切的。
He can do things that man just cannot do.
他可以做人所不能做的事情。
Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
这跟我有什么关呢？这个我与你有什么相干呢？我的时候还没有到。
Jesus took on flesh and became a man for one purpose and one purpose only.
神耶稣道成肉身是为了一个主要的目的。
That is to suffer and to die for our sins.
就是为我们受苦害，为我们的罪承担一切的这样的审判。
That hour had not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
It's still 3 years away.
还要需要两三年的时间。
But out of compassion for the people who were hosting the wedding.
因为怜悯他们，因为怜悯这个做婚宴的人，主持婚宴的人。
He will perform. He will do a miraculous sign.
他行了第一个神迹。
His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
他的母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
This is very good instruction for the servants.
这是一个对仆人一个很好的一个指示。
This is very good instruction for us.
也是对我们一个很好的一个指令。
Do whatever he tells you.
他说什么，你们就做什么。
Brothers and sisters, I have a question.
弟兄姊妹，我有对大家一个问题。
You believed in the Lord.
你相信主。
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You profess to be a Christian.
你口里承认自己是一个基督徒。
What good is your life and my life here on earth? If we don't do what he says.
如果我们不行遵行主的话，我们的生活有什么价值和意义？
It is through obedience to God's word that we can truly experience life as a child of God.
真实的，我们能够经历成为属神儿女的这样的生活，我们通过遵行神的话才能这样的经历。
So since you became a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒之后,
when you look back,
你回想,
you should be able to identify some points in your life where you really tasted and you really saw that God was good.
你会想起来在你的生命中有几点有很多的时候, 你可以尝到天的滋味, 尝到神的美善。
There should be times in your life where you look back and say, yeah, that I can hold on to that. That experience was real for me.
你可以追想起有很多的时候你所经历神的恩典可以是真实的，你永远不会忘记的。
Do you remember those experiences?
你还记得那样的经历吗?
How did it happen?
他们怎么发生的呢?
Think about that for a moment, this question. How did you experience the Lord in a real, tangible way?
你如何真实的能够经历主?
Let me read 6 and 7, 8. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it.
Okay. 照着犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。”耶稣又说：“现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。”The
servants didn't hesitate.
这些仆人们、佣人们没有任何的怀疑。
The servants didn't complain.
也没有抱怨。
They didn't say, we're out of wine, we're not out of water.
他也没有问为什么我们并没有缺水。
They didn't say, whoa, that's a lot of water.
他也没说这好多桶水啊。
Remember, 6 times 20 is 120 gallons.
这里边大概120加仑的水。
Or if they were the big ones, 30 gallons, 6 times 30 is 180 gallons.
大概180加仑的水。
You know, when you, each gallon, like 2-3 gallons on each hand, is not light.
如果你每个手拿两三加仑的水，并不是一个很轻的。
I don't know how many servants were there. It took a lot of effort, time and effort to bring the water from the well and fill those jars.
也是需要很多的力量，很多的体力，从这个井里面打水来把这个缸装满。
Jesus told them what to do.
耶稣跟他们说，你当做什么？
They did it.
他们也做了。
Did they know what Jesus was going to do?
他知道耶稣要做什么吗？
If I was them, I'd be thinking these questions. We're out of wine, not water.
他可能不知道耶稣做什么，我们所缺的不是水，我们缺的是酒。All
guests here, they've already cleaned.
那所有的那些客人的脚已经洗干净了。
Why do we need more water for purification?
我们为什么需要更多让人洁净的水呢？
But because they obeyed Jesus, they saw something.
因为他 遵守主的话，他们看见了一些东西。They
experienced something.
他们经历了一些东西。If
Jesus says it and we do it, we will experience God's miraculous work.
如果主说我们愿意遵行，我们可以 经历神的奇妙在我们的身上。
I venture to say that all of us, when we look back on our Christian life,
我们所有的人，当我们追溯我们从前基督徒的道路的时候，
the ones, those experiences with the Lord that we can really hold on to,
那些经历主可以说我抓住主的那群人，
happened because we obeyed God.
因为是我们遵行了他的话。
Through obedience to God's word, we experienced something, we saw something that was real.
因着遵行他的话，我们可以看见那些是真实的。
It is through obedience through God's word that we, what we believe by faith becomes real.
因着遵行他的话，我们因信称义成为实际。
Some of those experiences can be physical, like a physical healing.
有些东西是可以亲身经历的，像人得医治。
But the most precious ones are those spiritual experiences.
更重要的是那些属灵的经历。
The experiences that we experience in the heart.
在我们心里面所能够经历的。
One of my most tangible experiences of God.
让我自己最真实的对主的经历是。
Was when I obeyed one of the Ten Commandments.
当我愿意遵行十诫中的其中一诫。
Honor your father and mother.
遵行不尊重孝敬父母。
You don't memorize the Ten Commandments. I actually shared this story probably here before.
我从前在这里跟大家分享过。
So if you heard the story, please be patient.
如果你从前听过我的故事，请大家对我有一些耐心。
Honor your father and mother.
孝敬父母。
I was in a conference.
我在一个特会的里面。
Listening to the message.
听这个讲道。
And the speaker mentioned this command.
这些讲员提到了这句话，这个十诫的这诫。
Honor your father and mother.
孝敬父母。
And as the speaker was elaborating,
当这个讲员在逐渐分享的时候，
the Holy Spirit convicted me in my heart.
圣灵在向我心里面说话。
You do not honor your father.
你不孝敬你的父亲。
My commandment to you is that you should honor your father.
我对你的诫命是你要孝敬你的父亲，尊重你的父亲。
Because I had that towards my dad, not my mom.
我对我的父亲不太尊重。
Because in my heart, I did not respect my father.
在我的心中，我不尊重我的父亲。
I respected my mom.
我对尊重我的母亲。
But I did not respect my dad.
对我的父亲我有意
见。Outwardly,
在外面
I was respectful.
我在外面还是蛮尊重他的。
I don't think people could see me and say, oh, Emmanuel is so disrespectful towards his dad.
Disrespectful.
No, I don't think when I was growing up, I don't think people would point to me and would be able to say that,I observe in Emmanuel that he is disrespectful or he does not respect his father.
在我成长的过程中，我不觉得有人会指责我说，这个 Emmanuel 他不尊重他的父亲。
Outwardly, I was respectful, but in my heart, I harbored feelings.
在这个表面上我对他是尊重的，在心里面我。对他是有建议意见的。
I was bitter towards my dad.
我对他有苦毒。
I despised him in my heart.
我对他轻视他。
I thought he was selfish.
我觉得他太自私了。
I thought he was a hypocrite.
我觉得他是假冒为善的。
I observed him while I was growing up. I observed him say and do things that I thought were not good.
在他所说所行的事情，我觉得他做的不好。
So, you know, I until that moment, I did not realize, I was not aware of the fact that I had these feelings and thoughts in my heart towards my dad.
在直到那个时候，我不觉得我里边对我父亲的这种感觉是错的。
But when God used the word to convict me in my heart,
当神用他的话来就是向我说的时候。
I repented and I agreed with God.
我将他悔改，我同意神所说的。
Then the Holy Spirit said, "You need to apologize to your dad."
圣灵跟我说，你要向你的父亲道歉。
Right in the conference, right in the middle of the message, I said to God, "You're right."
在这个聚会的里面，我跟圣灵说，跟神说，你是对的。
I should apologize to my dad.
我应该向我的父亲道歉。
That conference was in July.
在那时候是这个七月份。
August, September, October, November, 4 months.
四个月，七、八、九、十、十一月过去了。
I still didn't do it.
我也没有去做。
But the Holy Spirit kept once in a while would remind me, "Hey, you." Haven't done this yet.
圣灵在有时候就提醒我，你还没有做这件事情。
Finally, during Thanksgiving,
在这个感恩节的时候
，With God's help, I asked my dad if we can speak privately.
我在神的恩帮助下，我跟我的父亲说，我们可以私下谈一下吗
？So I quickly went over what happened and I apologized to my dad.
我就跟我的父亲说，神这样，我这样经历主，我就跟他道歉了。
Dad, I'm sorry, but I have not been respecting you in my heart for the most of my life.
我向你道歉，因为在我一生到一直到现在，我对你都不尊重，在我心里面。
To my surprise, when I said that,
让我很吃惊的，当我这样说的时候。
My dad apologized too.
我的父亲也向我道歉。
He said, "I'm sorry. I must have said things. I must have done things to make you feel this way."
我一定我说了我做的一些事情让你有这样的感觉。
It didn't take more than 5-10 minutes.
并没有不超过五分钟十分钟的时间。
We hugged and that was it.
我们拥抱就结束了。
But it was afterwards that I realized.
但这之后我才发现
the bitterness and the despising that was in my heart towards my dad.
那些在我里面的苦毒对我的父亲的那个看不起
God took it away.
神把这些挪去了
I think if I tried on my own.
我相信如果我自己用自己的力量
There would be some lingering.
一定还会留一些残余
of bitterness towards my dad.
对我父亲那个的苦毒
Thank God, that's not my only tangible experience with the Lord.
这不光是我一次唯一的对神在神里面那个真实的经历
But that was one of my biggest tangible experiences. With the Lord through obedience to His word.
但是这是我在神里面因着我遵行他的话一个最真实的一个最大的一个经历。
So the servants bring the water to the master of the feast.
回到故事里面，这些仆佣人们就把这个酒变成的水变成的酒带到。这个管宴席的那里。
By the time he tastes it,
当他尝的时候
，it's wine，
是已经变成酒了。
It's good wine，
是一个好酒，是美酒。
Wine in the Bible is a symbol of joy。
圣经上酒，圣经把酒跟喜乐来形容喜乐。
In Psalm 104, the psalmist says to God,
在诗篇一百零四篇那里
Sorry, I don't know the verse. The psalmist says, you cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man.
Sorry, what verse?
I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
Okay.
It's in Psalm 104 though.
Okay, I'll find it. 反正刚刚这个弟兄所分享的，你让那些草来生长，让
just this part then.
Yeah.
Wine to gladden the heart of man.
让酒让人的心得喜悦。
Okay. And Ecclesiastes 10:19 it says.
在传道书第十章第十九节。
Bread is made for laughter, and wine gladdens life.
让也是提到这些饼让人得饱足，让这个酒让人心得喜乐。
I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes on this one.
我就在这件事情上花几分钟的时间。
This one meaning the question of, is it okay for Christians to drink alcohol or not?
基督徒可不可以喝酒？
It is not the point of this text to address that question.
这件事情不是在解决基督徒是不是能喝酒的问题。
I will just say two things about it.
我只是说两件事情。
One, we should not go against our conscience to do one or the other.
我们不要靠着我们里面的良心，责备。因着阳性责备我们不做这件事情或者做那件事情。
And two, we should avoid being a stumbling block to others.
我们也不要成为别人的绊脚石，信主的绊，让别人跌倒。
Romans 14 and 1 Corinthians 8 address this issue.
在罗马书和哥伦多前书都讲到这件事情。
It's not about drinking wine, but the principle of doing. But the it addresses the principle.
这不是是不是可以喝酒，而是讲到这个原则的问题。
To not to go against our conscience, to do one or the other.
不要受良心的责备，也不要让别人绊倒。
And that we should make an effort not to be a stumbling block to others.
也不要让别人跌倒。
So when they started the wedding,
当这个婚宴开始的时候
they did not start the wedding without wine, of course.
他们开始就有酒喝。
They had wine in the beginning.
他提供酒。
They just ran out.
他只是用尽了。
And when the master of the feast tasted the wine that Jesus made,
当这些管宴席的尝了水变的酒。
He said that the wine that they ran out of was of poor quality compared to this one. 那些
用尽的酒是质量不好的酒。
The world offers us
这个世界给我们的
cheap wine
都是劣质酒
the poor wine
很烂的酒。
We may find satisfaction in this poor and cheap wine.
在这些劣质的、劣品质的酒里面，我们可以照样的得满足。
But it's cheap.
但是是劣质的。
It's poor.
是品质差的。
For example, money, power, and fame.
对人的权势、人的这个钱财、人的名誉。
People work very hard.
人花很多的力气。得到这一切
，for money, power, and fame，
钱财、权力、名气。
The expression goes: people make deals with the devil to have money, power, and fame.
人跟这个撒旦这个打做交易，为了得到钱财、得到权力、得到名誉。
But those who experience having money。Power and fame.
那些在名利、钱财、权欲里面，这个打滚的人
，they will experience pleasure.
他们可以感觉到这个快乐。
From money, power, and fame.
从钱财、权力和名誉里面给他们的这些的快乐。
But the pleasures, the happiness, and the joy that these things bring run out.
那些能够给你的、给人的，终究会停止。
I don't know how rich you are, but I hear, I'm sure you heard, some of the richest people are the most unhappy people in the world.
我不知道你有多少钱，但是我知道你们也听过，我也知道，世上最有钱的人不见得是最幸福的人。
They can use money, power, and fame to stimulate themselves.
他可以用这些钱财，用些权力，用些名誉，让他里面得到刺激。
But the wine just runs out.
但是酒就用尽了。
The joy just doesn't last.
那些快乐不会长久。
Whether it's money, power, or fame,
不管是钱财、权力还是名誉，
you can lose it anytime.
你任何时候都可以失去这一切。
And if by some cleverness you can hold on to money, power, and fame till the end of your life,
如果你有本事可以让你的钱财、权力、名誉一直到你去世之前，
when we die, we have to leave it all behind.
但是人死了，这一切都过去了。
We take none of those with us.
人什么都不能带走。
We see the world pursuing these things.
我看到这个世界在追求这些东西。
How about us?
我们基督徒呢？
What's the reality in our hearts?
在我们里面的真实的光景是什么？
What's the priority that we have set for ourselves?
在我们生活的重点中心是在哪里？
If we have not set it,
如果没有
What is the practice?
那我们应该如何去来执行？
Some people, some parents talk about their children not loving the Lord.
有些父母们讲到他的儿女们并不好好的跟随主。
But if you examine, not all of them, sometimes if you examine their life,
如果你看他们自己的人生，
They say they want their children to love the Lord.
有一些他说他要他的孩子爱主。
But the priorities that they set for them in life doesn't reflect that Jesus is the first priority.
但是这些父母把儿女生活上的安排并不把主放在第一位。
So for us,
对我们来说,
as Christians,
我们是这群基督徒。
If we have not consciously set the priorities as the Lord being the greatest,
如果我们不经常的小心，一直注意把神放在首位，
what is it in practice?
在我们的生活的实践的里面，
is Jesus the source of my joy?
是主是我的这个快乐的源泉？
Or is money, power, and fame the things that I am pursuing to fulfill my heart?
还是金钱、权力、名誉是我们心中所追求、想望的？
What is the reality?
在我们的生活的真实的方向又是如何？
Brothers and sisters, there are other things we as believers can mix up.
在有些其他的事情，我们也会有混乱。
For us as Christians, sometimes the poor wine is spiritual, or sometimes the poor wine is not money, power, and fame.
有些这些劣质的酒，并不是说是世界上的金钱、名誉或者是权力。
The poor wine for us sometimes might be religion.
可能是宗教。
It might be traditions.
可能是传统。
If we came here today,
如果我们今天来到这里
，to practice Christian religion，
我们来实行这个基督徒的传统
，without having a personal relationship with Jesus，
我们个人跟主没有任何的关系。
Then whatever we were feeling or are feeling inside is empty.
不论是我们里面经历这是如何，那是空的。
Many people go to church.
很多人去教堂。
All their life.
一生都去教堂。
They practice Christianity.
他也过一个基督徒的当有的行为准则。
And without a relation, without a true relationship with Jesus,
但是跟主没有一个真实的关系，
that religion does them no good.
那些宗教对我们来说并没有任何的益处。
Christian religion is unsatisfying.
那些基督教对人并没有不让人得到满足。
Whatever good feelings that we may have had going to church just runs out.
我们来到教会教堂那个感觉好，那个感觉也会就像酒用尽一样。
If we're holding on to traditions，
我们如果是抓住一些传统
，and not to the person of the Lord Jesus，
并不是耶稣这个人他自己
，then those traditions that we practice and hold on to，
那些宗教的传统
所
坚持的。
Whatever good feelings that we may have holding on to those things,
那些抓住那些传统的那种感觉，好的感觉，
the joy runs out.
那些的好的感觉也会用尽。
Actually, those who hold on to religion and traditions,
那些抓住宗教或者抓住传统的那群人，
oftentimes they don't know, they don't realize that.It's empty.
他并不知道他们也是空的。
Sorry. So if we practice religion and we hold on to traditions.
我们只是说，我们抓住这些传统，或者抓住那些的宗教。
Apart from the person of Jesus Christ，
离开主。
After a while, Jesus will point to us and say, "Woe to you!"
主会指责我们说：“你们有祸了。
”Woe to you, Pharisees and hypocrites!
你们法利赛人，你们有祸了。你们是假冒为善的。
You practice religion.
你就是遵循这些宗教的仪式。
You hold on to traditions.
你抓住这些传统的规条。
But inside, there's no life.
在你里面并没有生命。
Dead, empty tombs.
那是空的坟墓。
You know those scribes and the Pharisees who were religious and held on to tradition.
那些法利赛人，他抓住传统，抓住他的宗教的礼仪。
They passed it on.
他们传给下一代。
To the children.
给他的孩子们。
And if they can convert people to, I think they're called proselytes.
他们也可以让人变成跟他一样的这样的人。
Jesus says, "You make them twice as much of a child of hell as yourselves."
你让他们双倍的，就像下到地狱里一样，地狱之子。
Because for many people, religion and tradition is attractive.
对很多人，那些传统宗教是有吸引人的地方。
Because they observe people who have religion and who hold on to traditions.
他看到那些遵守宗教、遵守传统礼仪的人。
They appear to have something that they don't have.
在表面上，他们有一些他们这些人没有的东西。
And they want that.
他们也要那些东西。
Not the person of Jesus Christ.
并不是耶稣基督这位救主这位人。
Traditions, religion is not bad in and of itself.
就是宗教或者传统，它自己并不是一个坏的东西。
Money is not bad.
钱财也不是一个坏的东西。
Power is not evil.
权力也不是一个邪恶的。
There is nothing wrong with fame.
名誉也没有问题。
But if that, also, religion and tradition is not bad.
就是传统和这宗教并没有坏，并不是坏的东西。
It's what's in the heart.
这是我们里面心里的光景。
So when it comes to Christianity and the traditions that we hold on to,
当我们就是基督教这个成为一个传统的时候
，because you know when you look around, what we practice, what we observe in our gatherings, sometimes is different than other churches.
在我们这里所实行的，在这我们所遵循的，跟其他就可能不一样。
The danger is we think we are better.
这些危险危机在这里，觉得我们是最好的。
What we do and how we gather is better.
我们所这样聚会，我们为什么这样聚会比别人好？
So when it comes to religion and the traditions,
当我们回到传统或者宗教的里面的时候，
we need to understand it.In light of God's word,
我们应该在神的话里面来看这些。
Because sometimes you walk into a church,
我们走到一个教堂的里面
，you walk into a fellowship,
在一个团契的里面
，and wow, this looks great.
从表面上看，哎，不错。
I want what they have.
我也要这样的东西。
And they just mingle.
他就跟他们混在一起。
You know, before you know it, if I walk into a situation like that,
当你还不清楚的时候，当你走进去这样的情况的里面的时候，
I can start to talk like them.
我们可以跟他一样的讲一样的话。
I can start to act like them.
我跟他做一样的事。
I can start to pray like them.
我也像他们一样的祷告。
But if nobody took me aside and say, what we do is centered around the person of Jesus Christ.
如果除非有人跟我说，我在这里焦点是耶稣基督的自己。
It has all to do with the person of Jesus Christ.
所有的都是因为耶稣基督。
Then it's all for naught.
很多时候我们并不是这样子。
Because that person who learns to imitate,
那些人可以模仿。
Sooner or later, they're going to realize, wow, this is cheap wine.
很多时候不久他就会发现这是一个劣质的酒。
This wine has run out.
这个酒一下就会干了。
The joy that I felt and experienced in the beginning is gone.
在我刚开始得到的那些快乐一下就没了。
Because it's not Christ.
因为他不是主，不是基督。
We need to be able to explain our traditions.And our practices to the newcomers.
我们需要跟这些新来的弟兄姊妹或者朋友们说，解释我们为什么这样做。
We need to be able to explain it to the next generation.
我们需要跟下一代解释为什么我们这样行。
In light of God's word.
在神的亮光的里面。
Without that,
没有神的亮光。
People who imitate us.
别人可以模仿我们。
Are going to imitate us without true relationship with the Lord.
可以走外面的模仿，但是跟主没有直接的关系。
Let me close with a reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 3:12-18.
哥林多后书第三章十二节到十八节之间作为我的结束。
2 Corinthians 3:12-18.
哥林多后书三章十二到十八节。
Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
好，中文我们一起读啊。我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看他那被废者的结局，但他们心里刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去。这帕子在基督里已经废去了。然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西的书的时候，帕子还在他们心里，但他们心里几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照，就要变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
Paul was talking to the Corinthians about Jews.
这里面保罗向哥林多圣徒们讲到犹太人的情况。
The religious Jews.
那些喜欢宗教的犹太人。
Who held on to the religion and to the traditions.
抓住他们的宗教，抓住他们的传统。
And Paul says there's still a veil over their hearts.
在他心里面有一个帕子。
Because they don't want to turn to the Lord.
他们不想转向主。
But for those who turn to the Lord,
那些归向主的人，
the veil is lifted.
他的这个帕子就挪去了。
And he says,
这里说
those whose heart who come to the Lord,
那些心里面几时归向主，
they're being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. Some versions say glory to glory.
他们就变成主的形象，从荣上加荣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we know that Jesus is that good wine.
主耶稣是那个好的上好的美酒。
Apart from him, all the wine are cheap.
除了他以外，外面的酒都是劣质酒。
All the wine is poor.
都是质量差的酒。
No matter if it's the things of this world,
不管这个世界上的事情，
or some religion and tradition,
还是我们宗教传统里面的东西。
All those are poor, cheap wine.
都是劣质品牌的酒。
But only the person of Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣他自己。
Is that good wine?
他才是那上好的美酒。
He is the source of true love, true joy, and true peace.
他是真正的爱，真正的喜乐，真正的平安的泉源。
If any of us have not invited Jesus into our hearts,
如果我们这里还有没有接受耶稣基督，约请他在我们的心里面做主的，
we're still drinking the cheap, poor wine.
你还是在喝那劣质品牌的酒。
But after we invite Jesus into our hearts,
当我们约请耶稣基督在我们的心里的时候，
and we begin to sip of this good wine,
我们开始尝了一点好酒美酒的滋味。
The best way.
那是最好的酒。
And I believe the only way.
也是唯一的道路。
For us to experience true joy, true love, and true peace.
只有耶稣才是我们真正的能够通向真实的最好的爱，最真实的爱，最真实的喜乐，最真实平安的道路。
While we are living here on earth,
当我们在世上生活的时候
，I believe the only way is through obedience to God's word.
只有我们相信遵行主的话。
When we do whatever the Lord tells us to do,
当我们愿意说主你说什么我们都去行的时候
，We really truly experience Jesus in our hearts.
我们开始经历神在我们里心里。与我们在一起。
That's when we truly taste the good wine.
我们可以尝到那些美酒的滋味。
And sometimes people who see us tasting this good wine,
当我们别人看见我们尝这些美酒的时候
，they will ask, "What are you drinking?"
别人会问我们你在喝什么。
And we introduce them.
我们就跟他说，主耶稣他自己。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for sending your son.
父啊，我们何等感谢你把你的儿子送给我们。
Indeed, we who believe.
实在我们所有相信你的人。
We have truly experienced amazing grace.
我们经历那奇妙的恩典。
And we who obey you.
我们遵行你话语的时候。
We truly taste and see that you are so good.
我们是在经历亲身的经历你是何等的美。
May you use your word to encourage and edify us.
愿你的话来鼓励我们，也建造我们。
And strengthen us to follow you.
让我们里面刚强，可以跟随你。
Encourage us to obey you.
让我们鼓励我们去来遵行你的话。
And through the obedience, may you be exalted and glorified.
让我们借着我们对你的顺从，让你的名可以得到高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.